that this thing's not made to be a motorcycle.
On this episode of American Chopper.
If it spills, I'll punch you dead in the face.
Oof.
Want that?
Recently, things between Senior and Mikey have been going downhill.
I hate that, man.
What's the matter?
I got excluded from the Abu Dhabi trip.
Are you getting the where's Pauly question?
You know what? No.
Is Mikey going with you?
No. You're like prima donna.
That's every bit as good, if not better, than the OCC logo.
Junior has started his new company, Paul Junior Designs, and he's landed his first client.
For the grill, I was able to tell the people from Coleman exactly what my thoughts were.
Meanwhile, the guys at the shop have their hands full as they attempt to build the first natural gas-powered chopper.
Throw the bike in the trash.
We need my parts. Okay, here's your parts.
The guys try to build it green, but end up seeing red. While Junior looks to find success outside the shop,
if you work for your dad ought to take care of you.
Mikey questions his relationship with his father and life at OCC.
Figure out what you want to do after OCC.
Chesapeake Energy. Basically, what we're doing is a little R&D.
This is a Chesapeake Energy location. We're drilling for natural gas, America's clean-burning fuel.
And try and just get some things that we could incorporate into the bike that we're going to be building, which will run on natural gas.
Let's go check this rig out, man.
These are the drill bits we used to drill the well with. The well's going to be drilled about 2 miles down, and then we're going to go 1 mile to the north. You know, we have the ability to drill to 60 to 100 foot an hour with a bit like this.
Evidently, they go several miles down into the ground with pipe. At some point, they go horizontally to get at the gas. So that's quite interesting. I can't even begin to understand how that could possibly work.
The design of this bike may end up using some of the ideas out of that rig. Design-wise, they just want it to look like a bike. We got to use the hard plumbing and our compressed gas cylinders are going to look just like the cylinders on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully it's a little smaller on the bike, though.
As we walked through, I did see some of the types of fittings and things that we need to use on the bike, even if it does end up hidden in the end. Right now, the drill bit's a little bit dull, so we're coming out to replace the bit, put a fresh bit on, and then we'll go back to bottom and drill some more.
It's happening, Jim!
It's happening!
We're gonna put a bit on!
This kind of reminds me of the steel business a little bit. You know, you're working with iron nice and dirty. You got your hands in there moving around heavy stuff. So, yeah, there's a similarity, and it, you know, it's definitely kind of like the work that I've been around all my life. So that bit must twist into that piece of pipe they just put in.
Are you getting some good ideas?
Yeah. It's a good trip here, and there's a couple of good items that we looked at that were definitely good incorporated in the bike. And, you know, we got to get back and get building.
You know, I want to keep things rolling with my company, Paul Junior Designs. To me, it's extremely important to have a really cool logo. I designed the OCC logo, and I would really set out to do better or just as good in my logo for Paul Junior Designs because it's that important to me, and I have to have one.
What are you doing?
I'm just racking my brain, man, trying to get a logo.
Any progress?
Not really. Maybe you can help me out. I mean,
I came down here by the river where Paul was working on his logo. I guess he was kind of stuck in his ideas of trying to create this logo, and I know it's been a lot of stress for him lately. So I just came down to check out what he was doing and see if I could help at all.
You know, I can't draw for junk, and I need a little fresh perspective on this thing.
Well, let me see what you were doing.
Well, here, this is what I was doing. I was just taking the J and the R and trying to kind of piecemeal them together like that.
There's no reason that we can't make the JR into the shape of something.
Maybe start drawing some JRs. You know, for me, logos are so important because they represent who you are. Well, you know what we can do maybe with this? They represent your company. And, you know, when you do design stuff, you need something to stamp on that product that really represents your company. And that's the kind of thing I'm going to be doing for other companies. So I have to be able to do it for myself. A lot of pressure.
Something with a crown would be
good. Do you like crowns? I mean, if you can make the JR look like a crown, you know, like say if you had the basic shape of a crown, I like the three.
Make a J into this half of the crown.
And then make the other half an R.
Yeah, that would look good.
Boy, that's a good evolution of a JR.
Looks like a crown to me, doesn't it?
No, that's perfect.
I mean, we could really tweak it.
Could tweak it a little bit, but not, I mean, I don't know how much tweaking, just proportionally.
I would really like to get it proportionate and really have it mirror.
You know, sometimes you just need another person to bounce stuff off of and to give you creative feedback.
Boy, that's it. We nailed it right there.
That's every bit as good, if not better, than the OCC logo in no time. That's exciting. You know, we got it done. It feels like the weight of the world's lifted off my shoulders, honestly, because I was so stressed out about having a great logo, not just a good logo, but a great logo. And it far exceeded my expectations.
One thing down, a million to go, right?
Yeah, well, that's the most important part right there. We got to have a logo to start a company, right?
Hey, Rick, we're coming over to your house.
It's definitely Rick's house.
Today we got started on a Chesapeake Energy bike, and it's actually a really cool bike. It's going to be run off of natural gas. I think it's a project that's going to bring OCC motorcycles to the forefront of what possibly could be keeping things green. So does this go down any more in the back, Mike, or do you know, is that where it's
standing? I don't believe so. We got to get Jason and Jim out here.
Yeah, because I'm right, man, we got a lot of fab to do. This tank is kind of weird because it's holding natural gas and it's going to be under a lot of pressure, so we have to build an actual tank around the tank, and it's so technical, man. It kind of takes the fun out of building a bike because you have to have it so right and so perfect for this build.
Jim says that when they pressurize this tank, it grows an eighth of an inch.
Yeah.
3,600 pounds.
That's a lot.
It
gets lighter, right?
Yeah, he says it gets lighter.
Well, I'm working with Amirati on the fuel delivery system, how we're going to get the compressed natural gas from its storage tank down to the motor. We have a first stage regulator that'll mount somewhere down here.
Oh,
that'll take it down to lower pressure. Then there's another intermediate one that has to come before this one. We've got a guy coming in from Swage Lock tomorrow. They're a company that makes high pressure fittings and tubing. Hopefully they have enough in stock to get us by and get what we need to make all our connections.
26 times pi is what?
Pi. I don't know what you're talking about now. I'm not
hungry? Pretty much what we're doing, Lee and myself, we're going to start working on the back end of the bike since the back end is all sheet metal. And Mike and Skeeter, they're going to be working on the front part of with the motor, trying to get all the plumbing and all that stuff squared away before we can even start a shell, which will actually like cover the gas tank itself, or the fuel tank. So really, until they get their end figured out, we're going to stay on the back end, and hopefully maybe sometime tomorrow or the next day, we should be able to get to the front end. There's just a lot of new stuff to us. We've never done this before. And just a lot of stuff to figure out and hopefully not screw up.
Rocking already this morning, Rick.
Wow.
Rocking Rick, baby.
This thing's not made to be a motorcycle.
Walter?
Yes.
Jim Quinn.
Nice
how
to
you
meet
doing?
You, Jim.
About the middle of the morning, a representative, Walter from Swedge Lock, came in, really helped us out in getting the finalization of fittings and fitments and making sure everything's going to be where it is. If we have a quarter turn valve, what we need is that in tank pressure. So coming out of the quarter turn where you said come out with an angle, we need to come out with a T.
You're looking for a three-way bonding.
Every bit of this job has been a little bit of a nightmare and confusing for me because I really had no clue at all what I was doing. I have a little bit better understanding now, so it's a little bit simpler.
So you need me to make you templates for the top here? I know Rick and Lee really want to get to work and get this thing done, but I'm offering to make the templates because Jason's done the work and done the modeling to make sure that this tank is a shape that he wanted and intended, and I want to make sure that in the final product we get that.
All right. What's up, man?
I got to help Lee Bob out.
What's wrong?
Well, he's getting ready to make this tank, and he says he's going to have the whole tank ready by tomorrow. I want to make sure he's got the right shape going. I'm going to give him three cross sections that he has to work to.
That'll make it easy, huh?
I'm going to give him the wireframe so that we don't end up with something we don't want. So by us helping them out by making some templates should make everybody's job a lot easier in the end.
Today, we're auctioning off a collection of artwork by one of Orange County's newest rising stars, Mikey Tuttle. Hey, Mikey.
Hi.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Congratulations on your first solo show.
Oh, thank you very much.
And most of these paintings are portraits and self-portraits, and it is a benefit for the Children's Diabetes Association. Are you ready to go face the public?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go do this.
All right, let's let them in.
Terrific. The Wallkill River School is a nonprofit artist cooperative. We only represent Orange County artists, so Mikey Tuttle fits in perfectly. We're very proud to show his work.
What do you think, Jim?
You wore your red shirt, so it makes you look.
I like it.
I just want to say that I'm very flattered that so many people would turn out for my art exhibit and my auction, and it almost brings me to tears.
Oh, you know, he was probably taken back a little bit by the formal setting that the paintings were in before. They were kind of just strewn all over the place. So to have them organized and to have people actually looking at them has got to be exciting for him.
Yeah, I started painting about 4 months ago with the whole idea to raise money for the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation. I picked the Juvenile Diabetes Foundation because a friend of mine had juvenile diabetes coupled with a heart condition and died in his 20s. And I would just like to kind of dedicate this to my friend in loving memory of him, Matthew Varley. Jim Quinn is an engineer at Orange County Choppers. He's also a guy who loves adventure and, of course, the beach. And the title of the piece is Hang Ten Dad. This one, the bidding will start at $50. You know, the toughest part of this was actually getting my tongue to work double time in order to keep up with bidding. But I got the rhythm down, and everybody just drove each other up, and it was a really great crowd, and I couldn't have asked for a better group to auction to. $150! $150 going once, going twice, sold!
Juvenile Diabetes is a charity that's close to our family, so it was nice to raise the money for it.
This next one is called Dave Said I Can. This was my first piece that I did. It's of Lee in the front here. The bidding will start at $30.
When Mikey started this out and painted the first picture, I just didn't think anywhere in my mind that he would do so good in an auction.
$120. $120, $125. Going once, twice, third, sold!
I bought it because it was his first painting and it was of me, you know, and I've got a tattoo from him too, so, you know, I'm just a fan of Mikey's art.
My brother Paul is who I did this portrait of. it started out a portrait of him with his hat, but I couldn't do a baseball hat at the time, so I made a weird-looking kind of Amish hat.
I love Mikey's art. I think he really captures his subjects really well. You can really tell who each person is, I think.
$260. Going once, going twice. $260.
Yeah. I'm starting up Paul Jr. Designs, and I'm going to need some artwork for the walls, and I need some creative stuff, and this is perfect.
The last portrait here is of my father. I asked him to borrow his comb, because he likes to comb his mustache, and use the comb to put texture to everything.
It looked to me like Mikey put a lot of extra effort into the portrait of Paul Sr. You know, it was a lot more advanced than many of the other works.
This one will start at $50, and the bidding starts now.
$300. $300, $305, $325, $330, $350, $355, $500.
Okay. $500. Going once, going twice, sold. $500. My brother actually spent the most money here, which is very nice of him. He supported his younger brother, which I thought was wonderful. You know, I know my dad's a really busy guy, but it would have meant a lot if he came out here to support me as well. But thank you all for showing up. I mean, this means the world to me. Give yourselves all a round of applause. You know, today the auction went great. I didn't think it was going to go that good. I honestly thought I was going to raise maybe like $400 for charity, but every drop in the bucket counts. And I think I raised something like over $2,000 or something like that. And I'm just absolutely floored by it, and I just feel like I'm on cloud nine. $2,600. How do you beat that? Thank you.
It was awesome. It was a great time. He raised in the end about $2,600, which was wonderful. And we will likely put that towards our Fund a Cure, which is a 100% tax deductible donation to JDRF and goes directly to the research that we fund.
All right, let's go home. All right.
What you doing, bud? What?
Ugly dude. I come into work on a natural gas pipe this morning, and I have to tell you, I'm really not liking the way this tank's turning out. This way, I swear to God, I will.
Okay, just so we're all on the same roll of toilet paper, in the back there, we're gonna put the gauge and a speedometer.
Who just made that decision?
Jason and Jim.
This bike is just turning into just a really big headache. For some ungodly reason. It's a really cool bike. It's a really cool project, and it's something that so many of us have never done. On this one, it just seems like there's so many people coming around voicing their opinions, and it's just throwing your mind off in, like, all different directions and everything like that. And if we could just work on it and get everybody else the hell away from us, it would just be really good. You having fun yet?
No, I'm not. I want to throw the bike in the trash. You know, I've never really had such a hard time on a bike, but with everybody coming and going and changing stuff right in the middle of things, you know, it's hard to keep it straight on what you're actually supposed to be making. I just can't.
What's the matter, buddy?
I can't feel it. Like, honestly, I cannot stand here and picture how this thing's gonna be. And usually I can just see it all done. You know, they give you that, it's not gonna be anything like that. And they already got that stuck in my head, so every time I look at this, I'm like, what the am I doing? You know, I stand here and look at it, it looks like a bottom of your shoe up there.
What'd you do, make that piece longer so you started over?
Yeah, because they come out here and didn't like the way it looked.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love Jim Quinn and Jason. And we're like a big family here. But when it comes to on this, man, it's not the way I learned.
Just don't think that you're under the gun.
Every 10 minutes, Ronnie's coming out here. How's it going? How's it going? That's under the gun.
Going good.
I'd rather just go home, and when everybody leaves, come back over here and do it.
It's the end of the day today. Lee's going to stick around. Nobody's going to be here. He can get a good head start on the tank, and Jason can come over, you know, check things out and, you know, stuff like that. But other than that, tomorrow, just leave us all the hell alone. I don't want nobody around the lift. It's just going to be the three of us working on the bike, and we're just going to play it that way and see where we get.
What if you were, like, it was, like, in the 1800s, right? You had to build, like, a wooden barrel. You would start with, like, the metal rings, right, and then, like, form the strips to it. So why can't we just get a bunch of strips?
Strip this whole thing out?
Half-inch strips. You just go one piece, you know? I'm helping because I know what it's supposed to look like, and I can give Lee a hand to move things along because we're starting to fall behind on this project. Me and Lee work together pretty good. He knows what we need to do. I know what we need to do. Between both of us, we almost equal one Rick. So we're just rocking and rolling. All right.
I think this is kind of the way he had them drawn.
Sure, we can do that because when it comes up, the two risers are welded into this piece, right?
Yep. Yeah. Today, we're wrapping up fabrication on the Chesapeake Energy bike, and Rick's doing his thing, tacking up all sheet metal on the bike, and I'm just going to stay out of his way. And me and Mike Emmerich are going to get going on the handlebars.
Ooh, I'm liking that, Lee.
Brings it right back, right?
Yep, I'm liking that a lot.
And thank God, other than a couple parts that Jim's working on, the gas tank is done.
How's Jim doing with your pieces?
Yeah.
Have you checked, Lee?
I'll go check.
I can check with him. You got to get that gas tank going.
Believe me, I'm ready, dude. For some ungodly reason, they send me back to Jim this morning. Hey, Mike sent me to check on the part.
What part?
For the tank holder.
Everything's coming.
I know. You can't do it so much, but
I can only do so much. And how come everybody always sent you back here? You know, this is about the third time that Rick or Amirati or somebody has sent Lee back here looking for parts. In particular, it's parts that I've told these guys are going to take me a while to make.
Here he comes. You're in trouble now, Lee. You want a hammer? There you go.
Okay. I'm working on those parts. And, you know, do you guys think I just go like this and it comes out?
Well, that's the way it appears.
You know, I really don't know whether they think it's a joke, because they always send Lee, and I think they know that Lee coming back here asking for parts just gets under my skin the way he does it, and I don't know whether they're doing it just aggravate me or really, truly want their parts. If you get me a bottle, like a genie, I need the genie a bottle. These guys, they keep coming out, and it's like, we need my parts. Bing! Okay, here's your parts. Your shots?
Don't worry about his shocks. We need parts for here.
That's what I'm working on. Okay.
You look massively confused.
Yeah, you look bad today, man.
I do? Yeah. That's why I got my Hawaiian shirt on. I look good.
At the end of the day, we're all a family here.
Not the total family, thank God, but we're a family here, and we all got to work together and make things work out. So because the bike represents each and everybody who has had their hands in this at OCC, and you know, it's just we're doing what we got to do.
Good. How you doing?
I'm Megan.
Have you been here before?
I was at your old shop.
Ah, I knew I recognized you.
This shop yet?
Yeah, we had a local reporter come in today and interview me.
So tell me about, you know, what it's been like the past 10 years building this business and being on TV.
The last 10 years has been a blink of the eye. And that's the God honest truth.
We are the local daily paper, so we've been covering them for 10 years and looking at a retrospective. You kind of seem like you're the type of guy that you're probably not looking so much at the past, but at the future.
I'm always looking at the future.
Okay.
Always. Always looking for the next step. Always. Yeah.
Okay.
Always looking for another level.
What's next?
I think that our goal is international. That's our goal now.
Do you think that Montgomery looks at you differently?
Yeah.
Okay. In what way?
Well, I mean, I think that, I guess I'm a celebrity now, and I think that, you know, people are in awe of, you know, you're a celebrity.
Are you getting the where's Pauly question a lot now because of the
episode? No, you know what? No. As a matter of fact, no. I haven't, you know, I've been doing stuff on my own, shows and stuff like that, and to be honest with you, people ask where Vinny is more than anywhere he is.
Oh, really? Okay.
I guess it's pretty well known that I've been doing everything myself, so it's pretty obvious to people that Paulie and Mikey really haven't been involved. So, you know, I keep getting asked the question all the time, and it really kind of felt awkward in the beginning, but now I'm getting used to it. So it is what it is, and listen, I got to move on. I've been in business 38 years, and I'm going to stay in business for another 38 years.
We do a lot of live shows, and I do a lot of appearances. We just did a live show in where?
Detroit,
and it was probably one of the better shows that we ever did, and
okay.
Those guys weren't there.
Okay.
So life goes on, you know what I'm saying?
Is Mikey going with you either?
No.
Or it's you and
just me. I have been doing a lot of promotion work for the 10th anniversary, also my book. I've been doing a lot of TV shows, I've been doing a lot of radio, everything that I possibly can to promote Orange County Choppers.
Is it different though, like touring, you know, not as a family anymore?
It's a lot better.
It is.
It's a lot better, a lot easier. I mean, I tour with Steve. Mm-hmm. He's always with us. And you could ask him.
It's easy.
Life is easy now, you know.
I used to have to call Mikey like 15 times to make sure he was going to be downstairs in the hotel or whatever.
You're like prima donnas, you know. Boy's like a prima donna. You know, he's got I can't do it this way. I can't do it. It's a lot easier traveling without those guys than with him.
Right.
We're at the pretty much the end of this build for Chesapeake, and I was over at the bike today and then see that the tank that's on there just doesn't look like something we want to submit to a customer.
Hey, Jim Quinn, what's up?
Okay, Chesapeake deal. Tank cover.
Everybody's really been struggling with the whole tank design of it, and everybody's been kind of coming in and giving their own opinions on it and stuff, and it's just not going the way that I think everybody wanted it to go.
This is what we have for a cover.
And we still got to.
I mean,
the side parts that come down.
They're saying, "Oh, well, they'll bodywork it." I don't see how you could bodywork this thing enough to make it look right.
I can't give it to the customer like that, and I'm sure you definitely don't want to either, you know? The problem is that we got to send the frame, we got to get everything out for sandblasting, painting, and everything, so
right.
We got to figure out.
We got to
figure out how we're going to do the tank after the fact, kind of.
Rick was like, well, we can make it out of fiberglass. You have a program, go ahead and do it, but me having a model, because, you know, he's right. Like, oh, Jason modeled it, so. But that's still a lot of work making those molds.
Maybe we talk to Lee.
All right.
Lee, come to Ron's office. Lee?
I was working on a bike, and Ron came into the office this morning and decided this tank didn't properly fit the bike the way it should look.
Jim brought it in, and we're talking about the tank. And how do you feel about it?
I think it looks like I've told them from day one when they asked me to do this tank that I didn't think I could do it the way they wanted to look in the picture and function the way they wanted it to. So now we're down to the very end, and it's funny because the stress level went from me to these guys.
Unfortunately, it's late in the game to be doing it, but and Jim's pretty much going to be bringing a sleeping bag here, but I guess we got to do it. We want to make the customer happy, and that's the overall thing. And if I'm not happy with it, you're not happy with it, then I don't think the customer's going to be happy with it. So I think we go and go to plan B, and we do it out of fiberglass. We think this is going to be the best route. It's going to be really tight to get this thing done. And, everybody, all hands on board for this one. Everybody's got to be involved, except for Paulie, because he's not here anymore. And, we'll see what we can do.
All right, well, if you need anything, Jim.
All right, take your tank. It's okay.
I really don't.
It's not your fault, so don't worry about it.
We'll figure it out. I'll use it as a flower pot or something, I guess.
All right, so we'll go fiberglass route. And,
Rick, what time do you work until today?
I'm probably here till like 7 tonight.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know you're going to be right next to me. We got to get this stuff figured out here so they can work on it.
Oh. We started assembly of the natural gas pipe today, and it's just been a nightmare with this gas tank, and I've had to do it twice, and it basically didn't work out to the way the picture was designed, the way the triple trees were going to work and everything.
Is this really how it's going?
Yeah. That's wild. So you're going to have to carve this out and that out.
You know, go get Jim.
Oh, thanks a lot, Rick. I really don't know what to say because I've never failed at anything that I've set out to do except a couple of bad marriages, but you know. Oh, well. Thank God Jim stepped in and did a fiberglass mold of it, which is going to work even better for us for the way we're going to have to mount it and everything. Did a good job on these, Jim. Thank you.
They did, you know what? They did come out really
well. They really did.
Do you think they came out better than what you thought they were going to or not?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you want to give that to Ralphie?
The tank is the way it's just using it as a covering, so there's going to be no gas in it, and it's easier this way because it's a lot flexible and it's easier to deal with, easier for us to mount the way Jim's done it.
Okay, so you want me to cut this right out?
Yep.
All right.
All right, dude, later. I'm just glad that it was passed on to Jim, and I hate that I had to not get it right to for him to take it over, but it is what it is, and the bike's going to be nice, and that's what we set out to do.
Here's Ralph.
Holy dude.
Ah, very nice.
As fast as my ex-old lady.
Woo! I always get Jim out here again.
Yeah, I'm not going after him this time,
Come on, go get Jim. He's your bud. You guys are tight.
Yeah, we're tight, all right. We almost headbutted each other yesterday.
Yes.
Jim, Rick would like to see you at the lift again.
All right, be right there.
All right, sorry.
What's up? Where's your sidekick?
You don't like that at all, do you?
What?
Me going back here bugging him.
Why?
You guys don't.
Like this.
This is a high stress last job, man. I don't give a nobody says.
Okay. Here we go. If you want Lee to pick up center on this and drill and tap a couple holes and we get that mounted, that'd probably because we everything's lining up and we know that's gonna be right where it is.
Bingo. We were able to finish fitting the fiberglass tank pieces that we made up. They came out really good. They're quite large. We knew they were going to be, and that's how big we need them to actually cover the natural gas fuel tank that we are using.
All right, so we're looking at.
I got her here, Jim.
It's hot, man. I'll tell you that.
It's a triple tree.
One of the ways that we're going to be mounting it is actually the gas tank pieces are actually in two halves. So we have a mount that's going to attach to the backbone.
Right there. And then I left the half an inch on the end that you can bend around for that.
The two halves are going to meet in the middle. And then we're going to put a metal strip over the top of it just to cover up the seams. So it's going to hold it very rigid. I think it's going to add a really cool look to the bike and just an extra feature that we were able to do with it.
That's good, right?
Yeah, I think it's great.
I think we got a blowout here. I think we did pretty good today. What do you think?
Yeah, motor's in. We got the gas tank and everything all figured out here. You know you can get those filled up without having to be in the bike.
Yeah, I got all the fittings in those so we get gas tomorrow before we even run it. So.
Yeah, so now that's all
these
good.
These are looking good, man.
All right, well, hey, let's get out of here. Let's
all right.
Hit this up in the morning.
Sounds good.
What a day.
Come on in, Tim.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Paul.
What's going on, man?
Good to see you.
We got some special guests.
Yeah, I see that.
This is Tiffany from the Coleman Company.
Nice
Kyle
too.
From the Coleman Company.
Hi, Kyle.
Hi, Paul.
Come on in, guys. Sit down. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Paul's first client is the Coleman Company, and it's very exciting. Coleman is one of the most recognized brands in the world, and it's really terrific to start off with them, and I think they're the perfect match.
You know, I mean, maybe you could tell me a little bit about the grill, just to get me going in the right direction. I have been thinking about different things that we can do, but I'd definitely like to hear from you guys directly.
It's a portable grill that's been a success for our company. It was introduced in 2000, so we're going on our 10-year anniversary with the grill. Paul Jr. will be working on the Coleman Road Trip Grill. It's the number one grilling product for Coleman, so we're really excited about him giving us some new designs for that.
We were excited to have an opportunity to work with you, Paul, and you know, we see you as just someone who would use our types of products, and so that opportunity to work with someone, you know, outside our company, and you have experience with some manufacturing techniques and other things that, you know, we see as a great fit to, to try and develop and design a new product.
Today was my first meeting with my first client, Coleman. They want me to design a 10th anniversary road trip grill for them. They don't know exactly how they want to redesign it, but that's where I come in. I have manufacturing background, design capabilities, and I'll also be on the packaging of the box, so I could promote the product that way as well. I was thinking if we made the top chrome and this inner plate red and the bottom chrome and the legs red, that would be a dramatic enough change to it without seeming like it's just a coating process. So it's not like you're restamping, it's not like you're doing plastic mold injection, just to flip the colors around. Then I think what we could do is probably rivet something on here in red that would have we would design the 10-year logo or work with you guys on it, or maybe you have one, and then we would integrate that in this area, you know, somewhere around here. I got some ideas for the grill. I was able to tell the people from Coleman exactly what my thoughts were, and that was just the initial thoughts. There's going to be a lot of brainstorming. There's going to be a lot of different renditions. There's going to be a lot of phone calls back and forth. I mean, if that's all we did, I know you guys can make that work, no? You know, this is definitely me stepping out on my own. I'm very eager to prove myself. I mean, I know I've been doing this a long time, but this feels new. And this is something that I've wanted so badly for most of my life. Did you like any of the ideas?
I loved them.
Yeah? You think it'll be
good? I'm excited about it.
The problem with the chrome? With heat?
That's the one concern I have is we need to take a look at that and just see how the heat over time would affect the chrome finish on the lid, maybe. That's something to think about.
We're going
to
work tight with you. That way, you're probably going to get a lot of stuff from us just flowing out. You know, as we get renderings going, we're just going to get them to you.
Great.
And just, you know, you guys, you know, can respond back. We love it. We don't like it. Why? And there'll probably be a lot of conversation, so.
The next step is to get some ideas that Paul has. He's going to have some things on paper that we can take a look at and just start going back and forth with the dialogue on, you know, is that doable? What are maybe some of the issues with that? And just try and narrow it down and get to a more focused design.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk a lot more.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hey, good to see you.
Hey, you too. Okay. Thanks, Tim.
Right.
I'll see you guys.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so these are going to Ralph.
He's going to Ralph's right now?
Yeah.
All right.
It's been a great day, man. Just from the start on this bike to this point, I'm actually liking the bike. In the beginning, I didn't like it. The pressure was off of me and kind of went to gym, and he scored an A on this project that he did for the gas tank. I'm feeling great, man.
If you learn something from me every day, Lee, I'll feel like my life is complete.
I do learn something from you every day, Jim.
Good.
I learned that you're under a tremendous amount of stress, and I didn't help you out any.
Hey, bud. Hey, how are you guys?
Good. How you doing?
Doing good. Working with Chesapeake Energy, they're the ones having the bike built, and they invited me to come down here and bring the regulations and standards with me to make sure they're putting it together, everything's compliant. So what's the game plan from this point forward?
Right now, what we're going to try to do is we're going to get the front end on it, so we'll get some wheels on it, so it's stable and somebody can pick up from there.
The Postal Service at one point had the largest NGV fleet in the world, and I do the automotive heavy truck technician training.
If you don't mind, maybe you get together with us and make sure we have all the plumbing correct, you know?
Definitely, that's what I'm here to help do.
Today, John came in from Chesapeake to explain, you know, some of the regulations.
Somebody said something, maybe it was you, about marking this. Do we need to put something in paint there that says?
It's all new to me, and it's great having a person like him here because he's very knowledgeable of compressed natural gas.
If it was me, your cover's right here. And that's where I would put all the required labeling for the system. I'd use the word kind of monitor. I can't really advise them. They're doing a great job. Looking good, guys.
Yeah, we're getting there.
You know, so today my main focus is going to be buttoning up that fiberglass covering for the tank.
What we're really going to have to do is we're going to have to get the strip, put that on here, and mark it out and drill everything.
You know, I think we had a really great day on Chesapeake today. Got the fiberglass all hammered down.
Oh, did a hell of a job. So
the panels come off.
Thanks, buddy.
The motor, tranny, and everything are coming together. We got wheels. Hopefully, pretty early in the morning, we'll be able to test fire this guy for the first time.
Today, we're wrapping up assembly on the Chesapeake natural gas bike.
Get ready to run like a
when we fired it up for the first time, it sounded amazing. Everybody, you know, gave 110 effort into this thing, and everybody was so totally involved that you couldn't even, it was like ants on anthill. You guys did a good job. I didn't do anything. I'm just here to congratulate you. Tell you what, a lot of team effort, man. This is like unbelievable, man. We never done anything like this ever.
Cool.
You know, Jim Quinn did a great job. We had Skeeter, which has been around the bike industry for 100 years, and Mike Amorati is very mechanically inclined, and you know, just the combination of the people that we had working on the bike is why we were able to build the bike. We're in Oklahoma at Chesapeake Energy. This is a big ordeal here today. It's their 20th anniversary. There's a big crowd, and they seem perfectly fine that it's just me and not Mikey and Paulie.
All right, so this is a party in conjunction with our 20th anniversary.
You know, for a while, it was good to have those guys involved, but you know, now we moved on.
Every party needs gifts, and so today, we're going to give a gift to ourselves. I think our crew here, which is about 3,500 people, are going to go crazy, going to go bananas, and I can't wait to see it. American natural gas is the best answer to our future transportation needs, and the future starts right here. This, my friends, is a chopper. The unveiling is beautiful. It's blue. It's got CNG written on it, and the crowd went crazy. As you now know, it's an Orange County chopper. Now, let's fire this baby up. Who's got the keys?
We've been struggling with this bad economy for a while, but, you know, we've created a lot of opportunities, and now I think we're back on track. This was really, really an honor. To be able to be part of this and to build this bike. You want me to start this bike up?
When he popped that throttle, I knew that he had a home run and we had a home run, and it sounded just like some of his, I'm sure, best bikes ever.
How do you like this bike? For me, this was a real unique experience. You know, we do a lot of this, but this is probably right up there with the best unveiling. It's the first one of its kind. There was a lot of time, a lot of unknowns, and a lot of effort, but we did it.
I'm here at Michael's house because, you know, he was supposed to come into work because he's been gone a couple days. I came in here because I was feeling like there was something going on with him.
Come on in.
Hey.
What's going on there, Skip?
Not much.
What's going on? Where you been? What's the problem? Is there a problem?
I have a lot of anxiety.
Really?
Yeah.
Like not wanting to leave the house type anxiety?
Yeah.
Over anything in particular?
I have major issues with Dad and the way the company's run. Any way you want to slice it, we help build that business to what it is. Let me ask you something. Everybody thinks I do absolutely nothing. Have I done anything for that company?
Yeah, I mean, I think that your attribution to the company is obvious. When appearances were strong, you were doing a lot of appearances, and you were making money for the company. You were easily covering your own salary and then making money for the company, no question about it.
And everything that they swore to God that they needed me for last year, endorsements and otherwise,
right.
They've totally shunned me.
No, I have to agree with you with that as far as when they had you under contract, they
whored me out.
They used you to do all the appearances, and now they don't have you under contract.
No,
and they don't want to try and offer you anything.
Nothing.
But here, there's two different things here. There's the personal aspect of the business, which that aspect of it you got to talk to Dad about. And then there's the contractual aspect.
That's where the gray area lies, though, Paul. I could talk to Dad, right? And then, like, you know, it becomes, okay, father-son kind of thing. And we both know we've had these talks with Dad before, okay? There's no getting through. Because suddenly someone gets in his f***ing ear and someone knows how to buzz in his eardrum and tell him that this is bull****. Your son doesn't deserve anything. And then he believes it. He believes he's the end-all, be-all.
Well, I mean, that's a whole nother
conversation.
And listen,
I like Dad, you know what I mean? I don't have falling out with Dad all the time. I just don't like what he does sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he does for the money, you know, for pride, for horse. And we built this business. You would figure at the very least if Dad really cared about his kids more than he does Steve Moreau or Joe or Ron, he would afford them some sort of health benefits.
Right.
If it affects me personally negatively, then it's business, okay? Big deal. Shrug it off, right? If they want you to do something, then they peg you up against the whole family thing.
Mm.
And I'm pretty pissed about it, right? And I go in there and I try to act like everything's fine and everything's dandy, right? But it actually drives me f***ing nuts inside. Like I said, you know, I just feel like I got swept aside. Because if you work for your dad ought to take care of you. I don't give a any way you can slice it. Put it in black and white and stamp it. Have it approved by 9 different people. Okay? You take care of your family.
Yeah.
And you know this because you take care of your family and so do I.
Okay, but here's the thing. You have to start worrying about yourself. You can't worry about what they're going to do and not going to do, but you got to get past the hurt, get past the anger, even though that's hard to do, and you got to move on. Figure out what you want to do after OCC.
You know, look, he's definitely got some issues with the company and with my father. You know, I think some of them are very emotional. Some of them are legitimate. So, I think he has to find, you know, the happy medium. And all I could do is encourage him to start doing for himself.
I'm going to go.
All
give
right.
me a hug.
Thanks.
I love you. I don't want to see you anxious or depressed. Or I'll help you work through anything you got to help you work through, right?
Yeah. I just have to separate the family from the business and just go on and treat it like it's business. And as sad as that makes me, and it makes me really sad, that's just the way it has to be.